This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. As we mentioned at the top of the show, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced yesterday, after consultation with Arkansas Secretary of Education Johnny Key, the 2020-2021 school year start date will be pushed back from August 13th to the week of August 24th, but no later than August 26th.
And the reason for this moving forward 10 to 14 days is to give the school districts more time in order to make the adjustments necessary, to make sure their campus is ready, to make sure the teachers are prepared for the blended learning environment that we're going to be able to go through this year.
Hutchinson said he's committed to on-site instruction, but adds that districts need to be prepared to shift to other instructional delivery methods should the need arise. The governor also provided some guidelines for districts to follow when there's a positive case of COVID-19 detected at a school. The responses are based on a three-tiered system that range from limited to moderate to critical. A limited response would involve contact tracing and a 14-day quarantine, but no closures. A moderate response might involve the closure of buildings and the initiation of a blended learning environment. And a critical response might mean a district closure and a pivot to remote learning. Secretary Key says the response will be based on a number of factors.
Student and staff active cases, evidence and severity of spread within the school and within the school and within the surrounding community, and student and staff absentee levels. Each district will identify a point of contact who will be responsible for initial communications and response coordination with the Arkansas Department of Health. When students or staff members test positive for COVID-19, the school district will work with the health department and the Arkansas Department of Education to determine the appropriate response level based on an analysis of the factors.
When it comes to requiring students and staff to wear masks, Governor Hutchinson said it's strongly recommended by both the education and health departments, but those decisions will be up to individual school districts and their boards. Arkansas Secretary of Health Nate Smith says the state has three goals when reopening schools: keeping students from getting infected, protecting teachers, and making sure infections don't get out into the community.
And again, there are different ways of accomplishing that. Masks certainly are helpful. Also physical distancing and avoiding these large gatherings where one infected individual could potentially transmit to multiple others. You know, these are all the things that we've learned are effective in limiting the spread of COVID-19.
Despite a recent resurgence of the virus in Arkansas, Hutchinson said there's no statewide plan to test all public school students, teachers, and staff when the school year begins.
Well, there'll be testing as needed, obviously, when students are symptomatic or travel or there's a reason to do it. There's not any plan to do widespread testing all through the school, but to do it on an as-needed basis.
Secretary Key says teacher contract days and student contact days won't change despite the delayed start, and the school year will wrap up at the end of May or the first part of June. During yesterday's announcement, Governor Asa Hutchinson was asked why the state is going ahead with reopening schools as cases are surging, despite closing them back in March when the coronavirus spread was much lower.
Because we have our infrastructure in place. We have more experience with this virus. We have made adjustments. We are better prepared for our online training and the blended learning environment that's necessary. And so all of those reasons, it's just a totally different environment that we have right now versus what we did toward the end of last school year.
Secretary Key says as of now, there won't be any kind of protocol for disclosing information to a community if a student or teacher tests positive for the virus, because there's a fine balance between privacy laws and the public's right to know.
So we have not established a set procedure for making those notifications. When that has happened in the summer, when there have been situations that the local districts have made that known through a variety of communications, but no, we don't anticipate directing that from the state level.
As schools prepare to reopen in the fall, some are asking for parental feedback. Bentonville Public Schools, for example, extended its deadline for families to choose between blended learning or virtual school after Governor Hutchinson made his announcement yesterday. The new deadline is now July 22nd. More information about the Arkansas Ready for Learning initiative, including details on the new response levels for on-site learning document, can be found at the Department of Education's website, dese.ade.arkansas.gov.